A joint effort by scientists from the U.S. and Russia to estimate the abundance of ice seals in the Bering Sea kicked off this week. KDLG's Dave Benninger caught up with the team at Dillingham Airport and has the story.
It's a sunny day in Bristol Bay, and researchers from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are loading gear into a sparkling twin otter plane at the airfield in Dillingham. They are about to fly the first of many aerial surveys to estimate the abundance of ice seals in the Bering Sea. Dr. Michael Cameron is the lead researcher on this team.
Originally for today, we had planned to go to St. Paul, conducting a survey en route, but some fog at St. Paul kind of forcing us to hold off on that for another day, so we're going to do a round robin.
This is a joint effort by the U.S. and Russia and should be the largest survey of its kind in history. Over the next 6 to 8 weeks, NOAA scientists and investigators will be flying thousands of miles all over the Bering Sea and surrounding waters using sophisticated optics to locate and photograph seals hauled out on ice. The plane is one of four used by NOAA for marine mammal research and came up from MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. The two pilots are NOAA commissioned officers who could be mistaken for Navy or Air Force pilots, but prefer not to be. Lieutenant J.G. Tanner Sims is the lead pilot on today's flight.
You know, we're shooting for about 15,000 miles of track line for the ideal case, but we'll just see what the Alaska weather can give us. That'll be spread out probably around over about 30 flights, so 6 to 8 weeks, so it's ambitious.
So as not to spook the seals off the ice, they'll fly at 800 to 1,000 feet, and infrared optics will record the exact moments the plane passed over any seal on the ice below. An array of digital cameras will snap photographs once every second.
So that box right there, that's the whole sensor package. You'll see three high-resolution digital cameras pointed at angle, and then after that, you'll see three infrared cameras that are pointed at the exact same angles. So the infrared cameras are used to locate seals on the ice. And then once we've located the seal, we use the digital cameras to identify the seal to species.
Ribbon, bearded, spotted, and ring seals will be the focus of this intensive survey. But Dr. Cameron anticipates seeing only two of the four types today.
So we expect to see a lot of spotted seals and harbor seals kind of mixed in together. Bristol Bay is one of the only locations that both species tend to hang out in together. For a while, spotted seals and harbor seals were thought to be the same species, just harbor seals. It wasn't until the 70s with some genetics work that we realized that there actually was a separate species, the spotted seal, so it's kind of exciting. Even when you have them right in hand, even experienced field biologists have difficulty telling the difference between the two species.
The two-year joint ice seal survey will cost about $2 million, and the U.S. is picking up the tab for both countries. The mandate for this research is the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972, which calls for an understanding of the ecology and population of marine mammals. Other methods to survey seals in the past proved inadequate for a variety of reasons, and the U.S. and Russia tried smaller joint surveys back in the 80s, but the Russians don't seem to have any of that data anymore. So both countries will conduct an aerial survey this spring, and again next spring, and researchers will analyze the mountain of photographs and data in between. Colleagues in other fields have been asking to get their hands on the valuable data at the end of the survey, so NOAA says they hope there will be collateral benefits for researchers in ice modeling, cetacean studies, and so on.
Too long, but we can definitely.
On the runway in Dillingham, the team has changed into bright orange jumpsuits and have loaded the last of the gear onto the plane. The pilot gives a runway mission brief, and they board.
All right, guys, I'm going to close you up.
And away they go. A 4 to 5 hour flight, the first of dozens of flights in some 15,000 miles to come in the largest effort ever to survey the ice seals in the Bering Sea. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.